Through the classroom's grimy windows, Eleanor watches the bushes and trees bend in the stiff breeze as dust is blown along the road. It almost looks like a river is flowing outside the school, murky and silent. The bell rings and the students gather up their books and notes. Eleanor gets to her feet and follows the others out of the classroom. She watches Jenny Lind button her jacket in front of her locker. Her face and blonde hair are reflected in the dented metal. Jenny is pretty, different. She has intense eyes that make Eleanor feel nervous, make her cheeks flush. Jenny is artistic. She likes taking photos, and she also happens to be the only person in school who actually enjoys reading. When she turned 16 last week, Eleanor said happy birthday to her. But no one cares about Eleanor. She isn't attractive enough, and she knows it, even if Jenny once said she wanted to take a series of portraits of her. It was after PE, as they stood in the showers. Eleanor grabs her things and follows Jenny towards the main doors. The wind whips up the sand and dry leaves along the white walls of the building, scattering them across the playground. The rope snaps against the flagpole. When Jenny reaches the bike racks, she pauses and shouts something. She gestures angrily and then sets off on foot without her bike. Eleanor had punctured her tires that morning, hoping it would mean she could walk home with Jenny. They would start talking about photography again, about how black and white photographs are like sculptures made of light. She has to rein in her imagination before she pictures them kissing. Eleanor follows Jenny past the Buckavallen Sports Centre. The seating area outside the restaurant is empty, the white umbrellas flapping. She wants to catch up with Jenny, but doesn't dare. Eleanor is about 200 metres behind her on the footpath running parallel to Eriksberg's road. The clouds race by above the spruce trees. Jenny's light hair whips around and blows back into her face as one of the Green Line buses drives by. The ground shakes as it passes. They leave the built-up area behind, passing the ranger station. Jenny cuts across the road and continues on the other side. The sun breaks through, and the remaining clouds cast shadows that seem to dart across the fields. Jenny lives in a nice house down by the lake in Foschia. Eleanor knows this because she once came by after she found Jenny's missing book, a book she herself had hidden. In the end, she didn't dare ring the doorbell, and after waiting outside for an hour, she just left it in the postbox. Jenny pauses beneath the power lines to light a cigarette, then sets off again. The buttons on the cuff of her sleeve glint in the light. Eleanor can hear the rumble of a big lorry behind her. The ground trembles as a huge lorry with Polish number plates thunders past at high speed. Its brakes screech and the trailer careers to one side. The lorry turns sharply off the road and swings straight up onto the grassy verge, rolling onto the footpath behind Jenny before the driver manages to bring the heavy vehicle to a halt. "What the hell?" Jenny shouts. From the roof, water streams down the blue fabric on the side of the trailer, cutting a slick channel through the dirt. The engine is still running, and the smoke from the chrome exhaust pipes rises in thin columns. The cab door opens, and the driver climbs down. His black leather coat has a strange grey patch on the back and fits his broad frame snugly. His tight curls are almost to his shoulders. He strides towards Jenny.